This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. He spoke from the White House Monday in his first in-person remark since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said that he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight for a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. Attendees of the United Nations Security Council's emergency meeting on Monday in New York said that the international community should provide humanitarian aid for the Afghan people during such grim situation. When briefing the emergency session on Afghanistan's issues, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for united effort from the international community in offering the Afghan people humanitarian support and securing their basic human needs. Meanwhile, news organizations are juggling safety concerns with the demands of a rapidly changing story on the ground in Afghanistan. The Taliban's swift takeover of the country has left many journalists and those who worked with them worried about reprisals. The Committee to Protect Journalism is dealing with hundreds of requests from journalists within the country seeking help for them and their families. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haitian authorities have raised the death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Haiti's over the weekend to at least 1,419. The country's Civil Protection Agency also said Monday that the number of injured people has grown to more than 6,000. The earthquake destroyed thousands of homes, offices, churches, and other structures, and the rain, mudslides, and flash flooding has caused more problems as well. Some places it could reach as much as 15 inches. A young Chinese woman says that she was held for 8 days at a Chinese-run secret detention facility in Dubai, along with at least two Uyghurs. While so-called black rites or sites are common in China, the account of the 26-year-old Wu Huan is the only testimony known to experts that Beijing has said one in another country. Such a site would reflect how China is increasingly using its international clout to detain or bring back citizens it wants from overseas. The AP was unable to confirm or disapprove Wu's account independently, and China's foreign ministry denied her story. The U.S. government has opened a formal investigation into Tesla's autopilot partially automated driving system after a series of collisions with parked emergency vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced the action Monday in a posting on its website. The agency says it has identified 11 crashes since 2018 in which Tesla on autopilot or traffic-aware cruise control have hit other vehicles with flashing lights, flares, and illuminated arrows on board or cones warning of hazards. The probe covers 765,000 vehicles from the 2014 year to 2021 model years. Autopilot has frequently been misused by Tesla drivers who have been caught driving drunk or even riding in the back seat of the car while the vehicle rolled down a California highway. Rescuers recovered more bodies Monday from the severe flooding that devastated parts of Turkey's Black Sea coast last week, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea province on August 11, causing floods that demolished homes and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.